Welcome to the E14X Space Station. I'll be your guide while you get settled in. You'll find your new recruit brochure in your home pod after the introduction assembly. But for now, please take a look to your left. That's one of the very important airlock doors. If you decide to go for a late night stroll in space and you open that hatch, we will all surely be sucked out to our immediate and excruciating demise. Don't open the hatch. Don't go near the hatch. Don't even think about the hatch, okay? Now, this way to the cafeteria, space cadets. Come in, children. Are you hungry? I was preparing something to eat. Little boy, the broth is boiling in that pot over there. Could you add some salt and stir it for me? And little girl, there are some herbs growing in the garden. Could you do an old woman a favor and pick a bunch? Thank you. Keep stirring. It's a big pot. Steady, though. We wouldn't want you falling in just yet. Come, dearest Victor. You alone can console Elizabeth. She weeps continuously and accuses herself unjustly as the cause of his death. Her words pierce my heart. We are all unhappy, but will that not be an additional motive for you, my son, to return and be our comforter? Your dear mother! Alas, Victor, I now say, thank God she did not live to witness the cruel, miserable death of her youngest darling. The players all played at once without waiting for turns, quarreling all the while and fighting for the hedgehogs. And in a very short time, the queen was in a furious passion and went stamping about and shouting, "Off with his head!" or "Off with her head!" about once in a minute. Alice began to feel very uneasy. To be sure, she had not as yet had any dispute with the queen, but she knew that it might happen any minute. And then, she thought, what would become of me? They're dreadfully fond of beheading people here. The great wonder is that there's anyone left alive. She hadn't felt this vulnerable in a long time. There in his arms, she felt safe. I could stay here forever, she thought. But there was something else. She recognized an attraction, a yearning that she hadn't experienced since her husband had passed away so many years ago. The thought scared her, yet she couldn't help but wonder, could this be love? They all drank it merrily and began the experiment by lounging for the rest of the day. Next morning, Meg did not appear till 10 o'clock. Her solitary breakfast did not taste good, and the room seemed lonely and untidy, for Joe had not filled the vases, Beth had not dusted, and Amy's books lay scattered about. Nothing was neat and pleasant but Marmy's corner, which looked as usual. And there Meg sat, to rest and read, which meant to yawn and imagine what pretty summer dresses she would get with her salary.